Well, you could make it up into pie, biscuit dough.
Well, if you didn't want to make biscuits, you might just make it up into a big what? Take the biscuit dough that was made.
A dumpling, maybe? I've seen Mom make dumplings, but most of the time she'd...
You ever make hoe cake or Johnny cake?
I know of it, but we never did make that.
What was hoe cake? How was it made?
Well, something like that with biscuit dough. And I don't remember the recipe, but I've heard people talk about them. But it wasn't none of us, you know, it wasn't the Cajuns around here that did it. It would be like maybe a friend, a strange friend, or somebody would do things like that. But we never did. I never knew of it.
All right. What other sort of
bread
made would you make?
Gingerbread, we call. That was a syrup cake. That was made with flour, syrup cake, and gingerbread, and
any other sort of things?
You made berry dumplings, pear dumplings. That was made, you take and make yourself a good biscuit crust, real tender biscuit crust, and you'd roll the crust out. Then you'd put a row of berries. Then you'd come out with another crust again, thin layer of crust, and then another row of berries. Or peaches, or apples, or pears, whatever you wanted. And then you put one on top.
And that was a what?
That was a dumpling, we'd call it.
Really?
A cobbler, yeah.
It was a dumpling? It was put in a
crust. Now you could do it, my mama do it, and a lazy way to do it too is you take and cook your...
In a deep pot or a deep pan?
A deep stove pan.
Huh.
Or a glass pan. But a lazy way to do it, make a cobbler or a dumpling, is you take a Pyrex dish,
mm-hmm.
and you put your pears or your peaches or your figs or berries, whatever you want, in the bottom of that, and you butter your dish, and then you put it. And then you let it kind of cook a little bit, and then you take and make yourself a little cake dough. That's made out of flour, too. Just a plain cake dough. Then you drop it by spoonfuls all over on the top, just so it don't touch. Then it'll form a pretty crust. You put it in the stove bake, and it'll touch. You know, your portions will almost be divided, ready to dip out. That's the lazy part.
Would you ever put anything on the top of that, kind of a liquid sweet cream?
Yeah, a little cream, my mama used to do that cream and nutmeg.
She'd make a
little sugar. You'd make like a little paste out of it, you know, and drop it all over the top, and let it, or you could have that to eat with it when you
something you would pour on a pie.
Yeah.
Or pour on what? Just a sweet.
On a sweet crust. You see, just sweet. You take your little cream and nutmeg or any kind of flavor that you wanted to use, and then you drop it on the outside. And Mama used to take and sprinkle sugar all over her pie, you know, and then when it would roast, it would make like a little...
Okay, any other kind of bread she made?
We made cornbread.
Okay, what about
good
that?
Cornmeal, make good cornbread.
What type of things, what do you mean by cornbread? What type of things?
Well, you take you take, if you got your own homemade meal, it's coarser than the bulk meal. You take 2 cups of cornmeal and 1 cup of flour and mix it good together. Then you put salt and pepper. You put salt. And then you put baking powder in it. And then if you got milk, butter or lard, or you can use